Films from Sri Ramanashramam, Part 3, continued from the September-October issue. The next 2 minutes of 16mm film, or a continuation of the 1938 film, featured in our last issue and taken by Jayadev Lal Dave. It begins with a view of the newly built dining hall, shot from the hill about 30 meters up. This combined dining hall and kitchen, built from local stone and high-quality material, was Sri Ramanashramam's largest construction endeavor to that date. Certainly, some skeptics believed unjustifiably large, but in reality, it was a foresighted enterprise towards which Jayadev Lal Dave must have been importuned to aim his camera with impressive results. From the dining hall, the camera briefly pans to the west, taking in the gosala, cowshed, and other buildings, mostly hidden by overgrowth. Then, on to the new office and bookstore, standing side by side with Sri Ramanashramam Office Niranjananda Swami, C.R. Sarvadhikari, spelling as given, written above the entrance. The office building, also a well-built structure, stands today and is used for storing and packing book orders. It is just north of the Samadhi Hall, and when the Samadhi Hall was built in 1970, the whole bookstore building was raised and the space incorporated into the large hall enshrining the lingam over Bhagwan's grave. Now, on to the old hall where we briefly see Jayadev Lal Dave and Krishnaswamy. The camera quickly scans the holy hill, then focuses on a whitewashed stone where we read Skandashramam in English and Tamil, and an arrow pointing the way. Even today, this rock is whitewashed and painted with the same message. At this juncture, the Maharishi enters the scene, walking down his beloved hill, followed by his devoted attendant, Madhavaswami. Before entering the ashrama grounds, Mr. Dave walks into view with joined hands to offer salutations to the Maharishi and obviously to be filmed. The Maharishi lifts his cane as to shoo him away and avoid the adoration. He then makes his way to the stairs that go up and then down into the ashrama. In the next scene, we see Bhagwan, the attendant Krishnaswamy, and Mr. Dave walking west of the ashrama in Parakuttu. The Maharishi seems unconcerned about the filming as he proceeds on his normal daily walk to this area. Of course, not so with the other two. We see a thick forest in contrast to its present condition. The group unceremoniously walks around the bank of the small tank in Parakuttu, and the film ends. This is the last of the films from the 1930s. From here, our next film takes us ahead about 8 years to 1946. On the opening scene, the front gate of Sri Ramanashramam appears just as we see it today. Then a few quick images pass, a detailed view of the Matrubhudeshwara temple construction, the main entrance of the Gosala, the old hall, and then Bhagwan appears in a delightful manner. Walking out of the office, Bhagwan turns left towards the old hall and is immediately met by a man holding a one-year-old baby. He spontaneously lifts the point of his walking stick and playfully pokes the child in the tummy, then affectionately pats the child and moves on. This short little act of playful affection is one of the few scenes wherein we see the Bhagavan so often read about his human tenderness, his gracious spontaneity. This is the same year that the famous whaling bust photo of the Maharishi was taken. It could have been taken that very day, for his features are charmingly softened by a short crop of white hair covering his face and head. His look is cool and penetrating, and an inexplicable aura of freedom and joy seems to touch the heart of the onlooker. The Maharishi turns toward the camera, grasps the towel resting over his left shoulder, and flips it under his left arm, being quite aware the camera is focused on him. He walks almost directly toward the camera. The attendant Rangaswamy, along with T.N. Venkatraman's two sons, Sundaram and Ganesan, follow behind him. During the next 30 seconds, the cameraman takes five other shootings of Bhagavan walking towards him. In one, we see the storekeeper, Kumaraswamy, continued in the January-February 1992 issue.